IJ Vlogs. I'm Ava.
I'm Jade.
And we have two guests.
Anthony.
Alex.
Today, we're going to be talking about...
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, basically.
Including China, Japan, India, North and South Korea, and Vietnam.
The purpose of this is basically to tell you, if you ever want to travel to any of these places, here's the information you need to know. So I guess we'll start with Anthony.
Location.
Or locations. I don't really know.
So China is on the east of the Asia continent, western shore of the Pacific Ocean, bordering the East China Sea, Korea Bay, Yellow Sea, and South China Sea. Japan is an island country in East Asia, located in the Pacific Ocean. India is in Southern Asia, and it is bounded by the Arabian Sea to the southwest and the Bay of Bengal to the southeast. North and South Korea is located in both the northern and eastern hemispheres, northern half of Korea Peninsula. Vietnam is in the Southeast Asia and is bordered by the Gulf of Tonkin to the east and the South China Sea, and to the south and the Gulf of Thailand to the west.
Next, we will be...
Next, we will talk about the regional concerns and environmental issues.
One of the main regional concerns in China is air pollution. So the causes of air pollution is factory emissions, cars, and overpopulations. One of the main causes of river pollution in the Ganges River is dumping of various harmful industrial waste in the rivers. And one of the main causes of river pollution in the Yangtze Xiang River is domestic waste impacts. And some advice that I give to you people that would like to travel to any of these countries is to try to stop all of these pollutions, such as air pollution and river pollution, and to not throw things away or burn stuff.
So next is gonna be Alex. Alex, how do you feel about this?
We're gonna talk about the population and the lifestyle by Ava Rosemary Freeman.
Shut up. So China's population consists of 1.386 billion. Some of the famous jobs there, if you're looking to live there, is chemical consumer products, food processing, machine building, mining, technology, textiles, and transport. If you're looking to live into India, some jobs you could do is sales managers and for responsible sales teams, speech language pathologists, physical therapists, medical and health services, web developers, and net astronomers. And the population there is 1.339 billion. And if you're looking to live in Japan, the population there is 126.8 billion. Some of the famous jobs you could do there are English teacher, IT professional, translator and / interpreter, sales staff, military personnel, banker, service staff, and engineer. So if you're ever looking to live into any of those places, there's some information you need to know.
Regional diversity by Alexander.
Hi. Buddhism is a spiritual tradition that focuses on personal spiritual development and the attainment of a deep insight into the true nature of life. Hinduism is a religion of the majority of people in India and Nepal. Shintoism, the essence of Shinto is the Japanese devotion is to invisible spiritual beings and powers called kami and shrines, and to various rituals. Like his curious mind, every time the noble traveled, he took confessions with him, including trips to the imperial court and the capital city with the noble's help. He became a teacher, the first private teacher in ancient China. Advice for respectful interactions. Some advice for you is that you should visit South Africa to experience the cultures and religion.
Thank you for that, Alexander. So
that's
now,
it for
wait, no, we got the extra information, guys.
Jennifer Natasha Navasalas.
Yeah, that's me. So we believe that the best place to visit is Japan. Japan's weather is really nice between March to November because it's like warm and hot and fresh temperatures. So you can visit places like Kanazawa and the Tsukunazuku Tower and more. So, yeah, that's it for today, guys. Thank you for joining back with AJ Vlogs. Every Friday, we will be posting.
That's a lie.
Yeah, that's a big lie. We haven't posted in
anyways,
like months.
Toodles!
Have a good day. Bye.